Foundations for Eternal Life, Chapter 49, Do Wrong, Pervert Justice. Job 34:12, NIV. It is unthinkable that God would do wrong, that the Almighty would pervert justice. End of verse. God has never done wrong or perverted justice, and he never will. Still, we tend to blame God for our problems. When Job's life went from being very good to losing everything, Job's wife said to him in Job 2:9 NIV, "Are you still holding on to your integrity? Curse God and die." End of verse. It is our natural sinful tendency to blame God for our problems. Often, our problems are self-inflicted. Often, we are simply reaping what we've sown, yet we blame God. Other times, such as in Job's case, our problems are largely caused by others, and we still tend to blame God. Job is a marvelous example of patience in the face of suffering, but he also tended to find fault with God. Job 30:20-22 NIV, "I cry out to you, O God, but you do not answer. I stand up, but you merely look at me. You turn on me ruthlessly. With the might of your hand you attack me. You snatch me up and drive me before the wind. You toss me about in the storm." End of verses. God had not attacked Job. It is clear from the first two chapters of Job that God had temporarily stopped protecting Job, and that it was actually Satan who had attacked Job. Job, however, was not aware of this, and he accused God of attacking him. Whatever your circumstances are, if you are a follower of Jesus, remember, Romans 8:28 NIV, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Romans 8:32, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?" 1 John 1:5, "God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." End of verse. Life here on earth can be very difficult, and often there isn't much we can do to change that. Our trials may continue for what seems to be a very long time. The prophet Habakkuk foresaw that God would send the Babylonian army against his own country. He had to deal with how to trust and follow God when his world was about to fall apart. Part of his conclusion was, in Habakkuk 3:17-18 NIV, "Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior." End of verses. What about you? Will you rejoice in the Lord and be joyful in God, regardless of your circumstances? For further reflection, have you ever blamed God for your problems? Should you apologize? Psalm 10:1-18, "Why, O Lord, do you stand far off?" Proverbs 3:11-12, "Do not despise the Lord's discipline." 2 Corinthians 4:16-17, "Are light and momentary troubles." Titus 1:1-2, "God does not lie." Hebrews 6:16-18, "It is impossible for God to lie." Hebrews 12:3-11, "Discipline from God." Hebrews 13:5-6, "I will never leave you